Ooh, K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University coming to you on this Thursday, May 21st, 2026. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Straight on into it, folks. K-State, hey, them Bat-Cats stay hot, baby. Woo! Another victory in the Big 12 tournament. And, hey, we are on to the quarterfinals after a pretty much, dominant performance across the board. The offense stays hot. And Tazewell Butler, boy, it feels like, I said, I've been criticizing Tazewell Butler over the past month or so ago, but Tazewell Butler proved me wrong. Tazewell Butler has been stellar. Even before this big upset here in the Big 12 tournament late last night, in Surprise, Arizona, by the way, the second round, K-State moves on. The train continues to move on in Surprise, Arizona. And we'll get to their opponent in the back end of this episode. But Tazewell Butler starts. It's been solid. And I'm in critical of Pete Hughes putting him there, leading off with Tazewell Butler. And he's like, come on. Hey, we need wins, man. But hey, you got to prove me wrong. And what did I – and there's a big saying that I've been saying on here really last month or so ago. Excuse me. I'm leaving that in there. The fact that if Case is going to get back to the NC regionals, they're going to have to go buck wild. That was my exact words. I've been saying it all along. I know y'all probably get tired of me saying that, but that's the truth, because Case has put himself in this spot where, all right, I don't know. And even then, I'm still not sure. You got to go all the way in and win the tournament. Because that's what it is. That's what it is right now. K-State, they need this offense. Where has this offense been in the past several weeks? They put TCU in a hole. Big hole. Early, 7-0. And then Tazewell Butler was off to – also, doesn't help. Also, that Tazewell Butler – that Tazewell Butler went off to retired the first 11 out of the 12 batters he faced as well. So, set the tone. K-State's offense set the tone, and Tazewell Butler followed it up with a solid start thereafter. Of course, you use your 2-3 starters. Lincoln Sheffield and James Guyette started in that opening round against Utah. And we're used in that. So I'm like, all right, we'll see what you got. Boom, right? And you need it. And showing up at the right time. This offense, AJ Gavosko continues to hit rake here. Ty Simulaski ended the regular season on a heater. He continues to hit. And, hey, if K-State, I'm putting this out there now. And we'll just have to see what happens. Because at this point, we're shaking and baking right now. Oh, and by the way, yeah. I haven't even gotten the score yet. By the way, K-State Nation, we beat TCU, the 7th seed, late last night, 9-4. And K-State on in the quarters tonight. And I feel like we just played this team. West Virginia is the next opponent in the quarterfinals at 6:30 tonight. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. You had multiple, and we'll have to go through the box score here in a minute, but I do not have anything on Pete Hughes. We're just going to vibe here on this postcast edition of the show. Yeah, TCU came in here 33-20, and K-State, obviously, was only two games over 500, they have to go buck wild, and here we are. We're in the quarters, baby. It's like it's win or go home. This is K-State, and I think if I remember correctly, going back to K-State's opponent tonight, I don't want to overshoot this too much. Excuse me. That Never mind. Yeah, we're swept in that series. But hey, this is a one game playoff, and anything can happen, especially in baseball. If you're not on your A game, in K State right now, even I was concerned after that finale in Orlando. Like, oh, we just got walked off again. You played very well against UCF. And a series that you might have won, but it doesn't matter now. You're making a run through this tournament, and now you have to play West Virginia again. But what a all around performance last night. Offense showed up. Tassel Butler was awesome last night. You couldn't ask. Put yourself in a spot, and it would be huge if K-State can get by West Virginia. I felt like we just played this team like 2 weeks ago there, but here we are sitting there. Adam Arthur got the decision last night for K-State. Tommy Lepore got the loss. Colin Feaser got the save. K-State got the scoring started last night in the first inning. Then added three in the third, two more in the fourth, two more in the top of the sixth, and that was it for them. Last night there, that's really all a great start. That's all they needed there, and they carried that. TCU did not score until the bottom of the fifth inning, two in the seventh, and that was it for them. Final tallies of the second round of the Big 12 tournament. Your Bat Cats moving on right to the quarterfinals, baby. Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. And look at this, despite K-State three errors. 9 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors. Meanwhile, you had TCU 4 runs on 5 hits and an error in the ball game here. I want to again, this was more. Oh, let me see. Yeah, Tommy Lepore for TCU, real quick. He only went 2 innings, and I feel like so far in this tournament, I'm not. We'll see what West Virginia does tonight. I feel like. It's been bullpen city. K-State has faced. They faced like 10 pitchers already. Last night, they faced 6 more opposing pitchers. So I feel like it's 10 or 11 pitchers that K-State has faced in this Big 12 tournament alone already. And for K-State, Tassel Butler, 4 2/3 last night. 4 hits, 2 runs, those were earned, a couple of walks, 7 strikeouts there. Adam Arthur, I felt like he pitched his second game. No, this was his first appearance of the Big 12 tournament. 1 1/3, and Colin Feaser took care of the rest, went 3 strong, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts in this ball game here. I want to go to the offense here. Still, let me see here, no homers for K-State, but a lot of hits. Any up and down this lineup here. D. Kennedy, 1 for 4 in the ball game last night. Kylan Lotis, second consecutive night, hitting the 2-hole behind D. Kennedy. He went 2 for 5. Ty Simulowski, 3 more hits in the game. Swinging a hot bat right now. And, hey, you need other guys to step up in this lineup to help out D. Kennedy and others there. Look, this is the offense that we saw at the beginning of this season. Remember, we gotta remind K-State Nation of this, that K-State started the season in Arizona, and they were fantastic. So I don't know what it is. It's something in the air up there for us in Arizona, but we'll take it at this point as K-State baseball. Your Batcast, K-State Nation, headed to the quarterfinals, upset TCU last night, 9-4. Eddie Greer, another edition postcast. Other Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. I told you, as far as K-State goes, we're going to cover it. Well, K-State baseball is concerned. We'll cover it here. Obviously, all things K-State sports. Well, that is baseball. Coming up in a couple of months, football, baby, around the corner. Men's, women's basketball, women's sports. I did see something. Our guy, shout out Ethan Fitzgerald, women's soccer. We'll touch on that probably this weekend. We will touch on that. At some point, I don't know when, but we'll touch on that at some point, and so much more. Obviously, track and field are now in the regional portion of the postseason. There, we'll check back in with men's golf, and particularly Alex Lindstrom. I didn't talk about Alex yesterday. So there's that. If it's your very first time listening to this show, we're going into summer. We're pretty much nearly there. And obviously, Memorial Day weekend is around the corner. Yes, sir. So definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State continues to play baseball in Surprise, Arizona. And this will not be a late night game tonight. 6:30 Central Time, 4:30 Pacific. It is going to be K-State taking on West Virginia. And again, I felt like we just played this team, 2 weeks ago? In Morgantown, which K-State was manhandled in Morgantown. And now, but K-State, hey, has momentum. And that's the dangerous thing in these tournaments, right? The lower seed, you know, they get through, and all of a sudden they keep building this big ball of momentum. And so if K-State's offense continues what they've been doing, it's gonna be all time of the night, baby, there as well. I'm going to continue to go through this lineup here. We'll look at all the rest of that stats if and when K-State wraps up. but right now, we're continuing to play baseball, baby. Barry Matlack, 2-for-4. AJ Escovasco hit that huge home run in the opening round. It's Utah. And that right now stands as a huge moment in this tournament. AJ Escovasco, 3 more hits. 3-for-5. Carlos Vasquez went hitless. Grant Gallagher, 1-for-4. My guy Shantiro, he went hitless. And Caden Carl, 2 more hits from the 9 hole there as well. So, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do at this point. And right now, Pete Hughes' squad scrappy right now. And I don't know. Let me see. They got the starters up here yet for K-State. I don't think so. No. I don't think they have. But I will say this. K-State, I'll end the postcast with this. K-State now has won multiple games in the championship tournament, conference championship tournament, for the first time since a couple years ago, 2023. And that is when, obviously, they made that run through the NC Regionals. And I think that's the same year we upset Arkansas. And they say, so for whatever reason, again, Pete Hughes in the postseason shows up. It's time to show out. So is that the Wildcats now? This was in doubt, and I'll be ahead of that line. I was doubtful of this, but K-State now with the win last night, the upset win over TCU, 30th win of 2026 marks the 4th consecutive year that they've achieved this feat in 4 of the last 5 seasons. Yeah, man, especially how they limped to the end of the finish line in the second half of the season. This was in doubt. And once again, you put Pete Hughes, again, Pete Hughes, the manager slash head coach of his baseball team, and his squad in a postseason setting, for whatever reason, you have to. There is no but. We turn it up, we get turned up a notch. And that's what we're seeing right now. So, hey, West Virginia, we'll see. We can get some revenge tonight against West Virginia. That is the opponent for K-State, 6:30 Central Time. And I believe that's ESPN Plus. And no, I do not have the starters. So it is shaking the lottery. It could be Lincoln Sheffield, who only went to 2 2/3 the other night. So we'll see. I know Guyet probably be unavailable for the game. So yeah, it's a wild card. We might end up seeing a bullpen game from K-State here. So speaking of bullpen games, yeah, K-State, it's crazy. You just saw 6 pitchers last night, and I believe 6-7 more the other night with Utah there as well. So this offense again showing up at the right time. We'll see if they keep things moving along here in this Big 12 Championship Tournament, continuing for your Batcats K-State Nation of Pro Boxing Podcast. Okay, thanks, K-State Sports. You can get where podcasts for our fan bill daily, which is Chris Cord, Kansas State content. We're on iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Pro Boxing Podcast, all things K-State Sports. And another thing, I mentioned this on the postcast last night or yesterday. Go check that out if you have not already. Again, for whatever reason, K-State has played, I got to emphasize this because it's just weird. they have played much, much better away from Twitten Family Stadium. Let me see here. Yeah, what's that record right there? 18-13 this year. It's weird. Baseball is a weird thing. Hey, the biggest thing out of all this, we're still playing in postseason. So hey, that's what I'm talking about. So we'll see. Hey, we can put that upset on West Virginia. So we'll see what happens later on. It's not going to be a late night game. So there's that, but sort of a quick turnaround. A little bit, but I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference at this point. It don't matter. At this point, you still have to win games. And that's what Pete Hughes and his team is doing, led by AJ Iskovasko right now. So there's that as well. And yeah, I think if if K-State is going to continue to go through this tournament, they need that offense. They're to continue to rake. That's just what it is right now. And hopefully your pitching's good enough. It definitely was last night. Shout out to Tazewell Butler on a terrific start and built on that lead. Again, we did not see this. Not consistently anyways. When K-State goes up and you put the foot down, continue to put the foot down. Don't let them back in the ball game. Don't let your opponents back in the game. We have now seen this two nights in a row that K-State has gotten up. Well, they were behind against Utah, and that was a huge concern there. I'm like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. But ever since that home run in that fifth inning by Iskovasko, things have turned around quickly. And you know that the college game, momentum can turn in the flip of a dime. So right now, K-State has that momentum. We'll see if they can use that momentum to upset West Virginia tonight. We'll see what happens about that. But if you want more coverage with K-State Wildcats, this is the podcast for you. This daily podcast. I know it's 6 to 7 days away, but we're daily there as well. So we will, again, as far as K-State baseball goes, we're going to travel right there with them here at the postcast of the postseason. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri here, folks. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. K-State, hey, I'm back, Cat. Stay hot. We're on the quarterfinals of the 2026 Big 12 Championship Tournament. K-State upset 7-seeded TCU. And remember, K-State is the 11th seed. Whew. K-State 9, TCU 4. This has been another postcast winning upset postcast edition of the Pro Bunch of Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.